Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Popo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to
11. Daughter of the sun. The way that light shoots on my fingertips. Daughter of the sun. The way that light dancing along my hips. Daughter of the sun. The way that light shoots on my fingertips. Daughter of the sun. Daughter of the sun.
Hello everyone, good morning. Sorry about that confusion. Well, you might have not known there was any confusion. But anyway, it's morning time. Gorgeous weather out, a little chilly. I'm Nina. This is Nina, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And the song we're currently listening to is Daughter of the Sun.
It's on my fingertips. Daughter of the sun. The way that light dances along my hips. Daughter of the sun. The way that light shoots on my fingertips. Daughter of the sun. Daughter of the sun.
Could you help me place this call? See the number on the matchbook is old and faded. She's living in LA with my best old ex-friend Ray. God. that you knew well and sometimes hated. Isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels. Myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels. No, 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 that's not the way it feels. Operator, oh, let's forget about this call. So much more than kind. You can keep the dime. But isn't that the way they say it goes? Well, let's forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. Take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels.
Shoving it all in my area, in my area. You know I've been missing you, kissing you through the phone, but now I wanna just raise you and put you on pedestal. On pedestal. You know I've been playing for 17 hours and now I can see you, my girl. I feel like I'm a criminal, a free criminal. 'Cause it was bad what I did, but we start fresh. You was mad, but I ran to you. Let's start fresh. Now I'm trying to be the man for you. Let's start fresh. Took a flight and a train for you. Let's start fresh. Back in the day, I was dogging you, I was mistreating you, I wasn't treating you like you was general. You was general. We was at war and at love and at war and at love and at war and at love, but I tell you, I give it up. Give it up. And now I can see you, I hope you can see the way that I taste when I embrace you, baby. Let's give it up. Let's live it up. 'Cause it was bad when I did you, but we start fresh. You was mad, but I ran to you. Let's start fresh. Now I'm trying to be the man for you. Let's start fresh. Took a flight and a train for you. Let's start fresh. Flight
can't do this anymore. We tried our best to make it through. But my eyes are black, my lips are blue. And there's this heaviness when I move. That's 'cause everything belongs to you.
Hello, folks. We're playing our mic game once again today. Oh. How's that?
Hello?
No. Well, I don't have any of them on right now. Let's guess. What do you think that mic is? Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, which mic?
Hello, hello, hello.
That's mic three, we're guessing? Look at the side. Look at the side! Okay, try that.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, baby! Okay.
First try.
Got him. Maybe we just don't ever look at what the mics are actually called. Oh, that sounds interesting. Okay. Does that sound weird to you?
It sounds right? Perfectly normal.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Maybe these headphones are just a little more messed up than we realized. Actually, you want to just pass me those?
There you go.
We're setting up the station, people. It's radio life. It's the excitement and the joy of the job.
A lot of things broken in here. We've been dealing with that for the past 10 minutes.
I can hear anything out of these ones. And back for it. Maybe they have to be plugged in and they're not.
They're definitely plugged in.
Okay. Well, anyway, whatever. Live, laugh, love.
Live, you laugh, and you love.
I don't know why I've been having more struggles this morning than a lot of other mornings, but... We out here,
yeah,
having struggles.
a lot of suspect technology in here.
Yeah, well, the technology has just been around for a while, yeah. And honestly, I think it's been working so good. Like, I've really never had any issues. So when I do, I'm like very flustered. I'm like, this is not supposed to be happening. Anyway, so It is what it is. Wait, it's already 10:20.
Yeah, good thing I'm not going to class.
Do you think you're gonna stay?
Yeah. Stay in school, kids.
Wow, oh my gosh, you get Aiden for the whole episode.
First
Yay!
Time ever. I've never been for a full show.
First time ever.
Because I'm so studious.
Yeah, he's a studious king, but sometimes you got to break the rules. Live life, you know?
So true. Speaking of living life, I got a question for you today.
Oh, yeah, Aiden has a question.
If you had a month to go on a road trip anywhere, where would you go? Who would you take? What car?
Whoa! Where would I go? Who would I take? What car? Can I have multiple different cars, like a caravan road trip?
That'd be freaking sick. I would totally do that.
Well, I gotta take my baby, my joy, my car. I'm calling it my car, parents, if you're listening. So, take that.
Oh, the little Ford.
The little Ford. She's a G. I've had her for so long now.
You're giving up on the blue pickup truck dream?
Oh my god, wait, I can pick any car in the world?
Yeah.
Oh my god, okay, yeah, so I definitely have my pickup truck. Okay, guys, so, weird story, but one time I was like, wow, I want a baby blue pickup truck. That's all I want. That sounds like such a sick car. And so I've just always been on the market for one ever since. And then I was talking to my dad about it one day because I was just like, oh, that'd be fun to tell him because I never think about cars ever and I just thought of a car. Anyway, so I was talking to him and he was like, did you know I had a light blue, baby blue pickup truck when I was a kid? And I was like, what?
Do you think you like saw a picture of that when you were like five and then subconsciously like internalized it and forgot about it? And then you're like, I need a baby blue pickup truck.
Dude, I don't know, but all I have to say is I think I saw one on the street and like that's what really clicked for me.
I think it's just in the house in jeans.
Maybe. I was just so shocked because when you think of a baby blue pickup truck, like, who has ever heard of that? You know?
So what? True.
That's a crazy car. And but now that I like now that I think that's what I want, I see them everywhere. I'm always like snapping pics of them, sending them around. Aiden snaps pics when he sees them, sends them around. So it's just, it's one of those things that once you start seeing them, you can't stop seeing them.
That's so sick. I want to do like this round. We talk about the car, play some songs. Next round, talk about the place. Next round, talk about the people.
Oh yeah, good idea, good idea. What's your car?
It's a great question. I feel like you got to go with a caravan, right? Like, you got to go like, I'd want to bring like six people, two people in the Porsche 918, a hybrid supercar.
What is that? Just a fast car?
Just really freaking fast convertible.
Oh, sick.
Sick car. And then everyone else in the RV. And we rotate through.
Oh, no. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, lordy. Oh, okay. Oh,
just
gosh.
Don't trust anything you hear in those headphones.
You know, literally, I'm like holding the headphones with one hand, adjusting my mic. Oh, gosh. These are tough.
I can do it. Don't worry.
Wait, but you can't? Oh, yeah. That's good. That's good. Keep it there. Sorry. We're adjusting the... Wow. Oh, now I can... Can I hear it? Oh, no. Okay. It's still the same. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Porsche 918 RV.
Love.
Vibes in the RV. Speed in the Porsche 918. Stay tuned to find out where we would go.
Ooh, yeah. Love that. Next song is Velvet by Kirby. I was getting a lot of Kirby suggestions recently, like from my Spotify account to myself. So, yeah. Rocking and rolling. Get ready, folks.
Can I have? anyone live with her as a kid?
That's not for me to decide. Not for someone who decides to live with me to decide. Not for me.
But are you willing to compromise within a religion?
To compromise? What is compromising? Compromising for what? Compromising for what reason?
You don't have to call me, you don't gotta say it. I already guess, love, you've been playing. I don't need to know where you are now. I don't see no reason for a blowout. I was here the whole time, you were busy chasing. You don't know what you had, I'm amazing. I was all in and you was all out. I'll get back up after this fall down. Look me in my eyes and tell me you never loved me, yeah. Baby, it's no surprise, if I was you, I'd feel lucky, Yeah, you striked out, all the times thought that I didn't know about. All the lies you denied, but I know now, about your hideout. I can't believe you thought I'd never find out, huh.
A man comes into my life and I have to compromise?
You said all these
things. I'll think about that one again.
I ignored the rumors, there's my lesson. Clearly I'm the humor, and you've been messing. Always talking about the future when you're not even present. Well, I'm the prize, I'm the blessing. I was cool to slow down, you were busy racing. Had it all figured out, you knew I'd cave in. I was all in and you was all out. I'll come back up after this calm down. Look me in my face and tell me this ain't bravado, hey. I let you set the pace, all I did was just follow, yeah, yeah. Where you striked out, all the likes thought that I didn't know about. All the times you denied, but I know now, about your hideout. Well, I can't believe you thought I'd never find out, no.
I think if you were to think about it in terms of analyzing.
You said all these things.
Yes. I fall in love with myself.
La 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 la.
And I want someone to share it with me.
I can't believe you thought I'd never find out about your hideout.
Time I pull you closer, all you seem to do is let me go. But all I ever wanted was you. And every time I feel you near, it's like a whisper, baby, I can't hear. Cause all I ever wanted was you. All I ever wanted. All I ever wanted.
Yo, yo, yo.
Welcome back.
Back at it again. I was thinking, oh God, shoot, she keeps getting confused. My little mic. Okay. I was thinking, like, what if I started every radio show with, like, hi, pick up the phone. Yo, 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 what's up? What up, what up? No, just kidding. What do I actually say? Hello?
Yo.
Aiden's definitely a yoer.
Yeah, sometimes I say ahoy.
Crikey.
Well, for the new listeners, we were talking on our last break, we were talking about our ideal road trip.
Oh, new listeners. Yeah. Wow, I never thought to.
People might be tuning in, you never know.
You're so right.
So, we were talking about our ideal road trip. We talked about our ideal car for the road trip last time. For this time, we're going to talk about where we would go. And then for the next break, we'll talk about who we'd bring. And what activities we do.
Yeah, I feel like for me, a fall road trip going through like small country towns is ideal.
Mm.
And then maybe end in like a really beautiful place.
You got any specific beautiful places in mind?
No, like something lake, ocean, river vibes, like something water.
It's a lot. It's a lot of places you could go for that.
I know. But, like, the small town energy is what I want for most of the road trip. Like, you know, you pass through one town a day, you stop in, you get a new coffee, you get a little bagel, get a little, like, whatever, cute sandwich, on the road again, foliage, windy roads, books on tape. Those are my vibes. What are your vibes?
Well, I think I'd probably...
I feel like I already know what you're going to say.
What do you think I'm going to say?
No, go.
I want to see if you're right.
Well, I was going to say something like along the ocean or along the beach or something. Or like.
What? Okay, you kind of sniped me there. I was going to say down the West Coast.
I knew it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe start up in like Vancouver and like drive down Seattle through the redwoods. Just like nice little Pacific Northwest. Good vibes up there. Go down Route 1 like Nina and I did last year. I would do it again.
It was fun.
I just, you know, in the last break I talked about how I'd want a Porsche 918, and that is what I would love to drive on Route 1.
I knew that you were already thinking,
yeah,
about the place when you picked the car.
Yeah, of course.
And my pickup truck is perfect for small towns.
Yeah, exactly.
Collect little things along the way, throw them in the back. I'm a hoarder at heart, so.
Oh, yeah. But then we'd get all the way down to L.A., take a hard left turn, go through the Southwest, Grand Canyon,
Oh, Utah, I knew you were going to talk about that, too.
Zion National. Okay, that you can't claim because you do.
No, I did. Because I was about to say that I was going to go to a national park, but then I was like, I know that you'll go to a national park, so I'm not even going to say yeah. It.
Well, you can't go on a road trip and not go to a national park.
I know. Aiden went on a road trip to a national park, and it's just been, like, a calling card of his truly ever since. Right. Talks about it, like, at least once a month. Has to show someone pictures of it.
That's so not true.
I printed him out pictures of his trip for his room as a present, because I knew that would make him happy. So, for clarification, for our listeners.
I think he's just jealous.
Dude, half the time you were driving through fields of corn. I'm not that jealous.
That was sick. That was the best part. Corn's so cool.
Anyways.
Feeding America. But yeah, no, that's where I'd go. Oh, should I do my PSA now?
Yeah, you should definitely do your PSA.
PSA from WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Numbers to think about. Worldwide prison populations. This one's a little bit of a downer, but it's important information to know. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the U.S., is a distant second with 1.5 million people in prison, a rate about one-seventh of that the U.S. has, while Russia has the second highest rate, at 600 per 100,000 people for a total of 865,000 prisoners. That's really messed up.
Yeah. Did you read the end thing?
Numbers to think about. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Sick. Thanks.
Of course.
So, back to the previous topic.
Live switch.
Yeah, we don't want to... Yeah. Only so much can be said about that topic. Yeah,
it's very unfortunate.
Without being sad. So that is sad. Now we move on.
Yep. Where else are you going?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what I was going to say is, you know what I was realizing is I think what I'm thinking of is like Vermont, Maine energy.
Mm.
Like specifically. Maybe New Hampshire.
Oh, like New England road trip?
Yeah. New England road trip.
Nice. Start off in Buffalo, perhaps.
Perhaps.
I know you like going to Buffalo.
What do you mean I like going to Buffalo? It's where my family is.
That's why you like it. That's your family. I assume.
I do love them. So, I guess you're right.
Sweet.
In a roundabout way. You are correct.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but I hope you guys have been liking these little tunes. I just basically have been taking my playlist with the biggest vibes, like with the biggest, most clear vibes, and then going to the radio of those playlists, and it's really been working out quite well for me. So you guys are hearing these songs maybe for the first time, and I'm also hearing a lot of these songs for the first or second time, so it's been kind of awesome to find so much new music. And now my Smiling Ears playlist is getting so long. Let's see how many hours it actually is right now. I feel like this is going to be shocking.
I'm going to beat you.
Oh my God. 13 hours and 41 minutes.
Wow. It's 14 shows right there.
That is road trip central.
So true. I didn't think about that.
Oh my God, you're so right. It's probably about 14. Maybe it's a little less because we talked for some of ours last time. So maybe like 30 minutes is 30, 40 minutes of.
Yeah.
This is probably a couple more than 14 shows, but I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, what songs do you have in store for us next?
The songs I have in store for us next. We have another Kirby one. Wow, I've really been riding with the Kirby. And also Cleo Soul was the last person that we listened to, Promises. And then we're doing Why Don't You later on. We also had some Masego before, which you guys know I love. And a little Masego, like a song featuring Masego coming up. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So those are all the vibes. Aiden, any other vibes to discuss?
Nope. Let's listen.
Aiden's like, put the music back on. All right. Bye, y'all.
Why don't you just let go and quiet down your ego? Don't complain about finance. I know your daddy weren't a real man. Go ahead and live your dreams. To me, you're stronger than a whole team. I know you can't relax, and you don't want me to know that. I see you work real hard. You wanna help your friends, but trust me, baby, you don't owe them. Don't take on people's problems. I wanna see you smile, even when you think I'm angry. It's true, it might take a while, but it's between you and me. I know you check my texts. Don't you worry about my ex. I
might be on his mind, but I never reply. Remember on the weekend, I said I'll make some changes, and you said you'd do the same thing. And I don't wanna fight my king. I held you when you was weak, you caught me on my knees. Don't pressure me for some kids, and I won't pressure you for marriage. I know it's never the right time, but we gotta do things on our time. Sometimes I still doubt myself, but at least now I love myself. And I am quite emotional, that's why you can't get close at all. So I start to push away the ones that love me, cause I'm scared that they might walk away. I'm not perfect, so I try every day and I grow a little bit. Read a little more so I can educate my kids. Eat from my soul and cleanse my spirit. Pray cause I'm ready for the bloom of the sea. Peace and serenity is all that I need.
My mama keeps saying I'm a rolling stone, cause I'm growing, growing.
Yo, homies, we're back at it again.
Ahoy.
Yo, yo, yo. Sound like Yogi Bear out here. Anyway, enough of that nonsense.
This is tomfoolery.
This is Nina, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh, oui, oui.
Oh. We didn't do people yet.
So true. For our new listeners, we're going through our dream road trip, and now we're going to talk about who we're going to bring. Who are you going to bring? Me first.
Yep.
Oh, God, that's tough. I haven't really thought about it that much yet. I thought you were going to go first.
Yeah, well, I'm turning it on your toes.
All right. Well, I feel like you got to bring, like, it's all, like, eight people. You're definitely coming.
Obviously. You're definitely getting not the, even a question.
You're definitely getting the call.
If I'm not getting an invite, it's over.
Imagine, like, I'll send you pictures.
Unless it was, like, only, like, deeply a friends to the core trip, like a high school friends trip, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, I don't think so. Gotta bring my friend Hank Schaefer.
Oh, yeah, great photographer.
He brings chaotic vibes. You know he's going to forget something or, like, do something really dumb.
Yeah, so true. I don't even really know him that well, and I know that would happen.
He brings unpredictableness that you really need.
Yeah.
Gotta bring Train, because I feel like he'd motivate us to go to cool places just because he wants to fly fish there, but, like, it would be cool.
That's probably true, yeah. I'd believe that.
Yeah. Gotta bring Nick, you know.
Yeah, Nick's a guy.
Yeah, maybe just my whole house. Why not my whole house? And then maybe your whole house.
Yeah, true. I feel like, well, me and Olivia road trip together, and that was a good vibe.
Wait, what? When? Oh, when you went to Middlebury.
Yeah, and me and Stancer's a road trip, so I'd have to bring her.
So true.
I want to bring Pete and H, but honestly, I might punch them both in the face if I brought them, so we'd have to decide.
Yeah, bringing a sibling on a road trip is a dangerous game.
They could be in a different car.
They don't get in the pickup truck.
In the caravan. No, yeah, they don't get in the pickup truck. The pickup truck would rotate you, Olivia, and Constance.
Okay.
A consistent rotation.
Yeah.
So we always got things to talk about.
Yeah. And you demand that they come up with good conversation topics before we come in the car.
Yeah, no, exactly. So they would have to, like, already have their picks and provide either a source of music or audiobook.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
The thing about cars is they're not really a great place for conversation. Like, everyone's facing the same.
Wow.
Well, if it's just a one-on-one, like, passenger seat, driver seat, that's fine. But if you're trying to have a group convo, like, it's a little weird. Like, everyone's facing the same direction. There's people, like, directly behind you. It's kind of hard to talk to them.
Yeah, like, that's true.
I don't know. I just remember on the road trip I went on, the conversation, like, would die a lot just because it's just, like, there's music playing, it's loud, like, well, it's not that loud, but, like, it's just hard to, like, have a conversation and you're not looking at each other, you know?
That's so funny because I feel like it's almost relieves a bit of the pressure of a conversation. Like, you have music going in the background, you can kind of talk in and out. If you get, like, if you strike a really good conversation, then you can lower the music. But if you're just wanting to make one-off comments about what you're seeing, then you can do that. Like, to me, it's almost a bit more freedom for a conversation. Like, you can just let it ebb and flow as you want, and you don't have to be really stressed out about, like, I need to have a conversation this entire time.
Yeah.
And the fact that people are in different places, like, oh, maybe someone wanted to respond, but they just didn't hear you or something like that. Like, there's less pressure for everyone to be responding at all times and have it be, like, perfectly flowing, you know?
So true. Yeah. Interesting. Well, you wouldn't have to worry about it in your baby blue pickup truck because you'd only have one person in at a time.
So true. So
that's how you like to operate, too. You're a big one-on-one conversation
I'm
girl.
I'm a one-on-one gal, but I could do like four also.
Would you let anyone drive the pickup truck?
Obviously not. Maybe you. I actually do trust your driving a bit.
A little bit?
A little bit. Just I feel like Olivia would be a cautious driver.
Remember how she told the story about how she slammed the brakes on the highway?
Oh my God, so true. And like little Stancer's, I did teach her how to drive, so hopefully she's good. I just don't trust anyone
from New York with driving, except you.
Yeah, whoa.
I just...
Oh wait, okay. Show's almost over. Eek! Bye guys, it's been fun! Great combo.
Signing off.
Great talks. Signing off. Bye!
Hollywood. joy.